السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. It is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to start with the recitation of today's lesson. Alhamdulillah, we are continuing where we left off from Surah Ali Imran, starting from ayah number 198 until the end of the surah, so ayah number 200. And inshallah, we're just going to start with the recitation of these verses from ayah number 198.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نزلا من عند الله وما عند الله خير للأبرار وإن من أهل الكتاب لمن يؤمن بالله وما أنزل إليكم خاشعين لله لا يشترون بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا أولئك لهم أجرهم عند ربهم إن الله سريع الحساب. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
And alhamdulillah, that is our lesson, starting from ayah number 198 to the end of the surah, ayah number 200. So for theory, inshallah, we are continuing the topic of makhraj, and today, inshallah, we're just going to cover the letter ra. So the makhraj of the letter ra is similar to the makhraj of the letter noon. So here we're going to use the tip of the tongue along with the top of the tongue. So it's going to be both the top and the tip of the tongue touching the gums of the upper two teeth. So we'll just say a few of the letters. Ra, ri, ru, ar. So this is the makhraj of the letter ra. Now, one thing that is special about the letter ra is that it is one of two letters in the Arabic alphabet that is sometimes heavy and sometimes light. So we learned that some letters are permanently heavy, meaning in every case they are going to be heavy no matter what harakat is on top of this letter. And we have the rest of the letters that are permanently light, meaning no matter what harakat you have, they're always going to be light. But for these two letters, depending on the case, sometimes this letter is heavy and sometimes this letter is light. So the first letter we did was the letter Lam, and we found that only in the name of Allah does the Lam sometimes appear heavy. And that was if the name of Allah, we have Ism Jalala, and the letter before it is a Fatha or it is a Dhamma. Then the name of Allah or the Lam in the name of Allah specifically is going to be heavy. So that was the first of the two letters, the letter Lam. Now we also have the letter Ra. Sometimes the letter Ra is going to be heavy and sometimes it is going to be light. And we have already experienced this sometimes when we're reciting and we're going over the analysis of the verses. I do mention that in this case, the letter Ra is heavy. In this case, the letter Ra is light. Now when it comes to the letter Ra, there is a very extensive list of rules for when the letter Ra is heavy or light. So sometimes you're going to see that it's not very easy to see if it's heavy or light. Inshallah, we're not going to go over the whole list right now because it is quite difficult. Inshallah, once we have done a little bit more in depth, then we might come back to it. But for now, I don't want to confuse anyone by bringing up this entire list. So there are a few scenarios. For example, if the letter Ra is followed by something, it is preceded by something, all of these different rules are going to tell if the letter Ra is heavy or light. So inshallah, we're not going to study it right now. Instead, if we do come across the letter Ra, I'll just mention to you, in this case it's heavy, in this case it's light, and then you can write down underneath either an H for heavy or an L for light. So just keep track of it in this way. You'll start noticing some patterns, and inshallah, this is going to help you to remember if it's heavy or light. And then the rest of the stuff that you are still a bit confused about, inshallah, if or when we come to the rules, then that will be cleared up in that time. So for now, you don't have to remember any of the rules for the Ra. If I mention as we're doing the analysis, please do write it down. Either write down an H or an L underneath the letter, just so you can remember for now. But we're not going to go over the rules. Just one of the two rules, for example, is that if the letter Ra is Fatha, then most of the time it is going to be heavy. Or for example, if the letter Ra has Dhamma, most of the times it's going to be heavy. But again, this is not for every case. So depending on the letter before, maybe the letter after, it might switch up the heavy or light. So this is not a rule that you can take all the time, but it is a good general rule just to keep in mind. So if you are confused, the safe bet would be that if you see Ra with a Fatha, Ra with a Dhamma, in most cases it is heavy, so you can go ahead and read it as heavy. And Ra, usually if it has a Kasra, most of the times it is going to be light. So if you do want to have a general rule, you can keep that in mind. But then also do remember that there are very specific cases, so sometimes you might see that Ra is heavy or light, and it's differing from this general rule. So just keep that in mind. Sometimes because the letter Ra does have a very long list of rules, it is a little bit difficult to remember in case-by-case scenarios. So just as a general rule, Ra with Fatha or Dhamma, most cases is heavy. Ra with Kasra, most cases is light. So if you're confused, you can follow that rule. And then inshallah, as we read specifically, then we'll see more of the letter Ra and the rulings for the heavy and light. One also thing about Ra is that it is part of Lin Umar, which is the Tawassut letters, meaning that when you do have one of these letters with Sukoon, you are going to rest on it just a little bit. So when we have the letter Ra with Sukoon, for example here we have Al-Rahman, we're just going to rest on that Ra for a little bit, not too long, and this is known as Tawassut. So the letters of Tawassut are Lin, Umar, Lam, Noon, Ayn, Mim, and Ra. So just keep this in mind as well. Ra has the wasut, and then also it is one of the two letters in the Arabic alphabet that is sometimes heavy and sometimes light. So alhamdulillah, that was the letter Ra. One more thing about the letter Ra, we're going to learn this more when we do the sifat of the letters. Sifat meaning characteristics. This is another chapter, inshallah, we'll come to it. But because this is a review, I'll bring it up right now. The letter Ra also has something called takrar. So takrar basically means repetition. So when we say the letter Ra, you're going to hear a little bit of a trilling of the tongue. So you're going to hear a little bit of vibration. The ra is trilling a little bit. You hear that it's rolling in the mouth. But something to keep in mind is that we're not doing this too much. So we don't want to have the ra rolling too much in the mouth. So now this is going on for too long. We don't want to spend too much time on the ra, but naturally it does have a little bit of that characteristic. So this is also something to keep in mind. Inshallah, we will go more in depth, but because this is a review of the makhraj and we have already covered sifat as well, I did want to mention so that all of these types of sifat are in one place. So we have takrar, we have tawassut, both of these for the letter ra, and then also we have the heavy and the light, sometimes depending on the case. This is also something to keep in mind for the letter ra. So inshallah, now let's move on to the analysis of these verses, starting from ayah number 198. So inshallah, let's go ahead and start from the beginning of this verse. لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ. So here we have the word لَكِن. Lam is going to be a two-count med. We see that small alif. الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ. Qaf here is going to be heavy. So we're going to make sure we read this heavy. Back of the tongue should be raised. رَبَّهُمْ. Ra here, as we learned, it is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. So in this case, it is going to be heavy. You can put an H underneath. For this case, the rule is that it has a fatha. So we are going to make it heavy because of this fatha rule. So here, ra is going to be heavy. You can write an H underneath. Lahum and also rabbahum. So in both of these, the meem has a sukun. Meem is a letter of lin umar. It is going to have tawassut. So we're just going to rest on that meem for a little bit. Jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. So here, tajri, jim has a sukun. It is going to have qalqala, just a little bit of that bouncing sound. And then ra here is going to be light. So ra has kasra, and in this case it is going to follow that rule that I mentioned, the general rule. So it is going to be light. You can write down a small L underneath to help you remember. Min tahtiha. So here we have two ha's. So we have ha from the middle of the throat, and then we have ha that is from the lower throat. So do make sure that you are saying them from the correct place. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. A little bit of warm air is going to escape. And then the second ha is going to be from the lower throat. It is going to be more of a sigh. So do make sure that you are saying them from the correct space. Al-anhar. Lam and Noon, both of these are tawassut letters. Make sure you rest on them just for a little bit. Ra here has a dhamma, so we are going to follow the general rule. It is going to be heavy. You can write an H underneath the ra. Khalidina, kha is also a permanently heavy letter. Fiha, nuzulam min indillah. So here we have the name of Allah. It is going to be light because the letter before has kasra. Min indillah. So you can write down a small L underneath the name of Allah. Wama indallahi, and Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a fatha. So it is going to be heavy. You can write a small H underneath the name of Allah. Khairun, kha is going to be permanently heavy. Ra here in this case is also going to be heavy. It has dhamma. Khairun, so you can write down an H underneath the ra as well. Lil abrar. Ra here, both of these cases is going to be heavy, so you can write down an H underneath both of these ra. Lil abrar, ba is going to have qalqala. Wa inna min ahlil kitab. So here, min, noon is going to have tawassut. Just rest on this noon for a little bit. Ahlil kitab, ha, make sure you are exhaling just a little bit. This is going to be from the lower throat, so you do want to make sure that you are saying the proper pronunciation of this ha. أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَمَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ. The name of Allah here is going to be light. The letter before ba has a kasra. So here it is going to be a light lam for the name of Allah. You can write down a small L underneath. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ. So وَمَا, this is going to be a four-count mad. أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ. Meme is going to have tawassut. وَمَا أُنزِلَ. Ma again is going to be a four-count mad. إِلَيْهِمْ. Meme is going to have tawassut. خَاشِعِينَ لِلَّهِ. So kha is going to be heavy. This is a two-count mad. لِلَّهِ, the name of Allah, again is going to be heavy because the letter before lam has a kasra. So you can put a small L underneath the name of Allah. It is just going to be light. La yashtaruna sheen. It has a sukoon. So we're just going to rest on the sheen for a little bit. Ra here is going to be heavy. You can write an H underneath to help you remember. Bi ayatillahi. A is going to be two counts. Ya again is going to be two counts. Ayatillahi, the name of Allah here is going to be light. Why? Because the letter before is that with a kasra. So the name of Allah here is light. Just put an L underneath to help you remember. Thamanan qalila. So here qaf is going to be heavy. And then here we end on a two count mad if we stop here. So this mad is known as mad al-iwad. We're going to drop the tanween and then just read this as a two count mad. Qalila. And then just pull for two counts if we are stopping here. Ula'ika, this is a four count mad. We see that sign of mad, so we're just going to go ahead and pull that. Lahum, ajruhum, meem is going to have tawassut, rest on this meem. Ajruhum, jim is going to have qalqala, so bounce on that just a little bit. And then ra in this case is going to be heavy. You can write down a small h underneath to help you remember. عند ربهم, عين is going to be from the middle of the throat. Make sure you do feel a little bit of that constriction. You should feel that the throat is squeezing a little bit to get that proper sound of the عين. ربهم, ra is going to be heavy in this case. And then ميم is going to have to rest, so we're just going to rest on that ميم. Inna Allah, here the name of Allah is going to be heavy. The letter before is a noon with a fatha. So it is going to be a heavy lam. You can write an H underneath. Sari'ul hisab. Again, we have that letter ayn. It is going to be from the middle of the throat. You are going to feel a little bit of constriction. And then the ra here in sari' is going to be light. So you can write a small L underneath. Al-hisab, lam is going to have tawassut. Ha is going to be again from the middle of the throat. You should feel a little bit of warm air escaping. And then when we end here, you can do either two counts or four counts or six counts. So as we do in this class, we are going to just pull this for four counts. And then we're going to end here on qalqala on the ba. So just a little bit of that bouncing sound. Sari'ul hisab. Just a little bit of that bounce on the ba. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. This is going to be a four count med. I see that sign of med, so I'm just going to go ahead and pull that. Amanu, amanu sbiru. So here, sod is heavy. It is a permanently heavy sound. Ra here in this case is going to be heavy. You can write an H underneath. Well, sabiru, again, sod is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. You can write an H underneath. Well, rabitu, ra is going to be heavy. And then ta is a permanently heavy sound. Wattaqullaha, qaf is going to be heavy. And then the name of Allah here is also going to be heavy. So we look at the letter before. The letter before is qaf with a dhamma. So dhamma means the name of Allah here is heavy. The lam is heavy. You can write an H underneath. Wattaqullaha la'allakum, meem is going to have tawassut. Tuflihun, fa is going to have a sukoon. So just make sure you stay on that fa for a little bit. It does have humps. Inshallah, we will cover that later on when we do a review of the sifat. So for now, just know that if you have sukoon, we're just going to rest on that for a little bit. And then ha is going to be, again, from the middle of the throat. Make sure you do have a little bit of that warm air. And then noon is going to have the wasot, so we're just going to rest on this noon. And then we're going to end here on a four count. Tuflihun. Just end on that four count and then also end with that noon sukoon for tawassut. So alhamdulillah, that is the conclusion of today's lesson. And by the tawfiq of Allah, we also did finish Surah Ali Imran, alhamdulillah. So that was the last ayah of this surah, alhamdulillah. Just a quick review before we end of the letter Ra, which is the letter that we covered today. The makhraj for the letter Ra is the top of the tip of the tongue. So here we are using the tip of the tongue, but we're also using the top of it as well. So the top of the tip of the tongue, touching the gums of the upper two teeth. So we're just going to be touching the gums line. Again, you don't want to be touching the actual teeth, just the gums is enough. And then something about the letter Ra, which is special, is that it is one of two letters. letters in the Arabic alphabet that is sometimes heavy and sometimes light, along with the letter lam. And the general rule, again, this is not the rule in every case, so you might see some spots where the rule is not being followed, but just a general rule is that ra with a fatha or ra with a dhamma in most cases is going to be heavy, ra with a kasra in most cases is light. So that was the general rule. Again, there is a huge list of rules for the letter ra. Inshallah, we might come back to it later on as well, but for now you can just keep this in mind. And then please do write in your Quran either an H or an L, very small, with pencil. You can erase it later on, but just for now, while we are getting the grasp of these letters, it does help to have it written down in your mushaf. One more thing about the letter Ra is that it is also part of Lin Umar. These are the Tawassut letters, meaning when these letters come with a sukoon, you're just going to rest on them for a little bit, not too long. But the letter Ra is amongst these letters. So when we do see Ra with sukoon, we are going to spend just a little bit of time on it. Again, not too much, but we are going to allow that sound to roll around in the mouth just a little bit. So that was the letter Ra. Inshallah, in the next class, we will continue to the letters from the tip of the tongue. So alhamdulillah, by the tawfiq of Allah, we finished Surah Ali Imran. Inshallah, now we'll move on to the tafsir of these verses. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.